ACGC is seeing a successful start to their boys basketball season as they currently sit at 5-2 as they lost both games by 4 or fewer points. While successful, head coach Lance Kading is still looking for his Chargers team to ignite that spark on the defensive side of the floor.
Well, you know, we've got a fair bit of talent. We just, and a lot of these guys have played together. But, as a unit in the rotation, we're kind of trying to figure everybody out yet. Nights when we shoot the ball well, we're hard to beat. Nights we don't shoot the ball well, you know, if we don't play well defensively, it's going to be a rough night. You know, and that's, you know, you can see that in our record. You know, we've lost two games by a total of 6 points and played absolutely putrid defense in both of those losses and didn't shoot the ball well and still had opportunities to win those games. So the potential's there. We've got to get better defensively to be able to carry us on nights when we struggle offensively.
The Chargers have a dual threat with Noah Kading and Lance Bundy as they combine for an average of 31 points per game and 12.5 rebounds. Bundy has averaged 15.3 points and 6.5 rebounds, while Kading has averaged 16.2 points and 6 rebounds per game this year. These two make up the majority of scoring in almost every game this season. But any player on this Chargers team can see that spark on the hardwood any night of the week.
You know, Lance, he's just had a great start to the year all around. He's shooting nearly 50% from three. He rebounds. He can score. He can shoot threes. He can score in the mid-range. He's going to get to the rim. You know, he's a tough cover. Noah hasn't shot the three real well, but he's shooting, 65% on two-point field goals, so he's done a lot of his damage in the paint to this point, so that's been kind of nice to have that option, you know, on the night when we aren't hitting threes. So they're two solid options for us. They're two tough covers. Both have played a lot of basketball. Got a couple other guys that can score too. You know, they just had a couple down nights here recently and their averages dropped a little bit, but you know, we've got four, if not all five, of our starters could go for 20 on any given night. You know, it's just a matter of who's getting the looks and how the defense plays us.
Before the break, ACGC has a tough conference matchup against Des Moines Christian. The Lions are currently ranked at 15th in Class 2A in the state of Iowa, and that is due to their quick play and top scores on the floor. Des Moines Christian is led by Sean Tunks, who averages 14.3 points per game, Jamison Scharnberg at 13.9, and Tate Platt with 11.4 points per game this season. This trio will be a hard one for the Chargers to halt.
You know, we got to be on point offensively. They always a really good defensive team. It's a tough gym to play in. At the same point, you know, got to ramp up our defense too and be able to hold them down, you know, in case we do have an off shooting night. Just something where you got to have a good night in all facets of the game.
After the game on Thursday, ACGC is looking to get into better physical shape to help on the defensive end while knocking down the open looks. Assistant coach Justin Keck is looking to see a different side of the defense in January that is both quicker and more physical.
A lot of conditioning. Seems like, you know, with the holiday schedule, they get multiple days off in a row. They seem to lose some of that conditioning. Shooting, we're not shooting as well as I had hoped we would as a team for whatever reason. So we'll get in the gym and get some shots up and then, you know, try a few different things defensively that my assistant coach Keck about. And, you know, we think we can do a few things different defensively that might fit our personnel a little better, help us out in that area. So just work on those kind of things and then get ready for, you know, that next, once we get back from break, it's like a firestorm of games. So it's crazy. It's a long season, but it seems to go fast once you get past break.
ACGC travels for a road game against Des Moines Christian on Thursday at 7:45 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.